this is Odd Pod. Today you're going to hear a conversation with talented cellist and lovely human being, Titi Layo Ayangade. Titi, like many of us, practices the fine art of balancing a number of pursuits. Her string quartet and her photography business are two big components of this balancing act. I went to Titi's place near Wicker Park a couple of weeks ago to find out more.
Hi.
Hi, Audrey. Hi, Odd Pod. Sorry.
So, like I said a minute ago, I always ask people, you know, the millions of people I've interviewed, I like to ask people, how did you get started in music? How did you first get interested and, you know, how did it go from there?
Well, I have a cute little story.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you. Basically, I was 5 and my mom was like, wow, she seems really musical. She's like singing herself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I went to school, like kindergarten, and they brought a bunch of instruments in. There were violins, there were wind instruments, all this stuff, and there were cellos. And because I was 5 and I'm a kid, I literally chose to play the cello because I got to sit down. And like the violinists at that time were just like always standing up in class.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll play the cello. But I totally did not realize that I had to carry it around for the rest of my life.
Right.
So
right.
I think I made maybe the wrong choice.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a point, like, do you remember a point at which you were like, I really, really like doing this. This is something I want to do for a long time.
Yes, I definitely do. So I did a lot of activities when I was a kid. So I had a lot of things to choose from. Like, I played piano too. I think I was around like 15, maybe 16
mm-hmm.
when someone was like, hey, like, you're pretty good at this. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, okay. And yeah, and then I was like, I got super active in youth orchestra and things like that. And it just was like clear that that's what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bad at math.
I feel you. And are you're from Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Nice. All right, cool. What's the youth orchestra in Cincinnati? Are there like multiples or?
There's just one. It's Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra. Actually, no, there's two. Then there's also Blue Ash Youth Symphony, I think is what it's called. But I was in Cincinnati Youth Orchestra.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. One of the major things that you do, a big part of your life, seems to be your quartet.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Yas Quartet.
Yas it is.
So can you explain like how that got started and?
Sure. So I was at Roosevelt University doing my master's when Mrs. Vamos actually started teaching there, and so she brought a bunch of really awesome violin students with her. And I was, at that same time, I was also getting a new roommate who was a violinist who studied with Mrs. Vamos.
Mm.
And he was like, hey, like, do you want to maybe be in a quartet? And I know this other guy who's really talented. And I was like, sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And so the way the program at Roosevelt works is, like, you're assigned people if you don't request. So we ended up with a violist who we actually didn't know, who's a really nice guy and things like that. We, since then, have gotten a different violist. But, yeah, it just sort of started like that. And I was really excited because I've always loved quartets. I had a pretty serious quartet in undergrad, too, but I was like, yes, please, please, I'll play with you. I'll pay you to play with me.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And since then, you've done Fish Off. You did, what was the one in China that you did?
Schoenfeld International String Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And do you, I mean, are you hoping that you guys will like stay together for a long time? Or
I mean,
you obviously like everybody's like young and like not
obviously
sure exactly
I can't
what
say no on record.
Right, right.
we are definitely planning to stay together for the long haul. We're in a graduate residency program at quartet residency program at Roosevelt right now, but we're also taking a bunch of auditions.
Ooh.
For other quartet residencies coming up. We have our first audition on the 6th of February at Yale.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to be in the air flying around a lot. But, yeah, we're in it for the long haul.
Oh, my gosh. Well, fingers crossed. I hope you get another residency, like, very soon.
I know.
Exciting. Yeah. Have you guys done much, like teaching as a quartet up to this point? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing too much. We actually have we're giving our first master class in March in Canada.
Whoa.
So that's going to be really exciting. But yeah, we've given some like informal coachings to people and yeah.
Okay, cool.
But
nice.
We're all about that and then community engagement and things like that. We actually got to go to a juvenile detention facility last year.
Oh my goodness.
And that was really, like, inspiring, actually.
Was this in Chicago?
Yeah. Oh, okay. One on the west side, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, that sounds like it could have been an intense but good experience.
We almost didn't get to go because there was like supposed to be some sort of fight that day.
Oh,
and
dear.
I guess they separated the people and it was all okay. We ended up going and playing and introducing them to some topics.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay. And the other thing, so you were doing just cello masters at Roosevelt and now that's done and now you're finishing your quartet residency?
Yeah, technically it's an artist diploma now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I did a master's and then now I'm like in an artist diploma program.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and it's like a 1 year renewable thing. It could be 2 years, could be 1 year. So mm-hmm. It depends on how auditions go.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I was just wondering, I was like reading your bio and I was like, oh, wait, is she done?
I'm done with the master's.
You're like, I'm done.
I'm so done.
Over. And did you like being at, do you like the program there?
So I actually moved to Chicago because of Civic.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, I could just get a degree while I'm at it.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, it was really nice living in Chicago and like being mm-hmm. downtown every day and like my whole like life and like daily everything is centered like around these like three blocks, like Symphony Center and Roosevelt, like all day, which has been really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get to hang out with
and
Yo-Yo.
I love my teacher at school, and I love Yo-Yo Ma. I have his business card.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of everybody in Civic who gets to hang out with Yo-Yo. And
so great.
Yeah. Well, cool. So you also have your own photography business.
I do.
TT Lyle Iyengade Photography is the name of your business.
This is true.
So, I mean, do you feel like, I mean, how long have you been doing photography?
Ooh, how old am I? I'd say maybe 6 years now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel like there's anything?
7 years.
Oh, okay. Damn. Do you feel like there's anything that you get from, you know, running that kind of a business that feeds it all into like you're being able to freelance as a musician or vice versa? Are there things that you get from being a freelance musician that you feel like?
For sure. I'm actually really lucky to be a musician and a photographer because a large portion of my business comes from people that I meet in the music world.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs a headshot.
Right. That's totally true.
But it also, the two things, the two professions, I guess, are really interestingly related because if one day I'm really tired of practicing cello, I can pick up my camera and it will always be there and I can always take a good picture. That sounded really conceited. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to warm up. I don't have to practice every day. I mean, at one point I did, but like, it sticks now.
Yeah.
If I don't practice every day for cello, I sound like crud. But yeah. And also being organized and like meeting different clients with photography also really helps me manage my time. And like, I am addicted to Google Calendar. Without it, I would be nothing. It doesn't make me who I am today. But yeah.
Well, cool. All right. And do you feel like it's become like, I assume like your cello career is still like very much, I mean, it's obviously that's a big thing. Do you feel like the photography at any point will become like more of a thing than it is now? Or is it, do you think of it like very much as a side business?
It's sort of weird. I think of them as equal.
Yeah.
Because they work so well together. Like neither of them do I have to be in a
You love your two children time. Equally.
I do. Like if I get a photography gig one day and I can't make it to rehearsal, like quartet rehearsal, it's very flexible. We'll just move it a couple hours or I'll shoot on the weekends. And I don't think that one will become bigger than the other. I guess there are times when
different times of the year
more
and
photography business than I do freelance cello stuff, which is great because then I'm just not totally broke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always good.
They play well together.
I was wondering, I asked you earlier about Empire. I don't know how much you've played on Empire, but I mean, is that, I've never had to play on like a TV set or anything like that. Is that kind of does that present unique challenges or is it weird in certain ways?
Like the stories I could tell you, it's really weird. It's totally not what I thought.
Yeah.
Like when you see someone like playing an instrument on TV, you figure they show up, they leave. It's like the scene No, there's so many takes.
Yeah.
And like one of the scenes was supposed to be shot in New York. And instead we were in a warehouse in Chicago with lights shining through fake windows, pretending that it's like early in the morning. And it was 4 a.m.
Whoa.
Yeah. So actually last year there was a bit of a snafu. Mm-hmm. So we were recording and we were there all day. We went into overtime and they're like, oh, we're going to need you guys for the next day. And I was like, oh no, because I had another gig that morning and my recital was the next day after that. And I was like, wow, it's totally fine because you actually just sit around on set a lot, which is great. So I just was practicing and chilling and like whenever they would call you for scene, it would be good. But with my recital the next day, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't come. And then this other gig, I didn't want to bail on them. And they were like, oh, well, whatever. But Fox has this thing with like continuity.
Oh.
And if you're not in the same person in the scenes, it's very weird and bad.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, you need to be here, so you have to come. So I had like an email from them literally being like, you are not going to this other gig.
Whoa.
And then I was like, oh, but what if we do it a different time? They're like, well, we could do it the day after that, which was my recital.
Right.
So I did go, and it was a lot of fun, and yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But very interesting times.
Oh my God, showbiz.
Showbiz. And meeting the people on set was so cool.
Like, yeah. Are they cool people?
Henson, like the
oh my
cookie.
Gosh. She seems like the coolest person
she's
ever.
Yeah. And Terrence Howard is a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other actor, Jesse, I think is his name. He's really nice.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Yeah. I feel like you hear so many stories about, not so many stories, but some stories about like being on a set with like famous people. And then they turn out to be like real douchey.
Yeah. I didn't get that vibe.
Oh,
necessarily.
Good.
I'm pretty down to earth.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll do more of that or is it?
I hope so. So I think I've done it 3 times now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And they're supposed to be filming again pretty soon in January. They're on a hiatus for a little while. So I'm hoping I get to be on it again.
Yeah.
Because it's so much fun.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Well, that's great.
It was totally random. They sent out like a casting call to Roosevelt via email.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, reply with a headshot and like what you can do. And I did. And I didn't hear anything for like half a year. So I was like, whatever. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
And then I get an email that's like, hey, like, want to be on the show? And I'm like, oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I would love to be on TV.
Yes.
That's so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. First time I've ever had my hair and makeup done either, too. So I like that.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to walk around like this for the rest of the day, and I'll just look really glamorous.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate staying in Chicago, at least for the time being?
So I would love to stay in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
It's like my favorite city ever.
Yeah.
And when I first moved here, I was so thrilled. I'm not exactly sure that I'll be able to stay here next year with the different auditions and things like that. I mean, we would be happy, by we, I mean, me, my quartet, my husband, all the people in my life would love to stay in Chicago, but we're not totally sure that we will be here.
Right.
I'll be here at least through, like, September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you like it here.
I love it here. It's great.
It's pretty great.
And I have to come back and visit all my friends.
Yeah. You have to come back and visit Yo-Yo.
Yes. Seriously. Oh, my God. He's so great. I just got to repeat that.
I want to be his friend. I want him to hang out with me like he hangs out with wombats in bathrooms.
What?
Have you not seen this video?
No.
He, like, I think it was a wombat. There's, like, some, like, footage of him when I feel like maybe he was in Australia or something.
Oh.
And there was a wombat in the bathroom and he was, like, lying on the floor, like, hanging out with it.
Oh, my God. That's so adorable.
I'll have to show it to you.
What a perfect human.
If you do end up, I mean, if you were to, like, end up in Chicago, do you have any, like, are there, like, certain goals that you would want to try to, like, fulfill?
Yeah.
Do you fulfill goals? I don't know, but are there certain goals you'd want to attain, like, that are sort of specific to this area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have a list, but, so, this is about photography. My goal would be to rank, like, on the first page of Google, like, for search engine stuff, which I'm currently not doing, because I have not put enough effort into, like, the, like, whole internet.
Well, it takes time and stuff.
Yeah, it's hard.
And, the internet, like, especially, Yeah, getting your stuff on the internet, it starts to feel like such like a crowded place.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm like, well, my website is there, my photos are there, but no one knows that I'm there.
Right.
So that's one goal. Another goal is with the quartet, we are really trying to like build a developed community engagement program.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually been working a lot with Sharing Notes, which is like an organization from Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's sort of standalone now. They do a lot of stuff at Lurie Children's Hospital and La Rabida and things like that. And actually that's how we got to go to the juvenile detention facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to like build like kind of a program
like,
with that and then be able to like teach people how to reach out.
Yes. Connect.
Yeah. And then I guess my last goal, well, it's not my last goal, but another goal that's specifically related to Chicago would be to finally play volleyball on the beach in the summer.
That's awesome.
I think that was good to have.
Actually, you know, I haven't ever done that either. I haven't, I like barely go to like Michigan in the summer. It's terrible.
Yeah. Actually, it's really weird because I live in Wicker Park. So, this is not really Wicker Park, but almost Wicker Park. But I used to live in Lakeview. It's like kind of miss the lake just like being there.
Yeah.
But sometimes I forget about it. It's easy. Chicago is a city of many different cities.
Right.
Over here, it's like totally different. When you're by the lake, it's like a totally different vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there, let's see, what you do, it seems like you do a lot of different things. You do, you know, you've done Empire obviously, and you do Sinfonietta, and I'm good. Wait, did you say, are you still in Civic now?
No, I finished last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Sadly.
And obviously you do your quartet stuff. I mean, is there anything coming up for you that you're excited about in terms of like performing or
So we actually just did this competition. It's called the Aeolian Classics Emerging Artist Competition. It's a mouthful. and we were ended up being finalists, which is really awesome. And we get a 5-concert like mini tour of Chicago and the suburbs. So the, like Northbrook, I think, Hinsdale. I don't really know where those places are, but
that's okay.
Yeah. Some Steinway stores. Like I was saying earlier, with all the auditions coming up, excited to go to some places I actually haven't been. Like I've never been to New Haven, Connecticut. But
right.
And I like flying, so that'll be a lot of fun. And this is completely unrelated to music or photography, but I'm going to France in March.
What?
Yeah, my husband is French.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what part of France?
We're going to be in Paris, Lyon, and the French Alps.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. That sounds so cool.
And we're taking my mom. She's leaving the country for the first time. Well, if you don't count Canada.
Oh, okay.
That was
okay.
Back in the day
she's
when
leaving
there was no
the
passport.
Mainland.
Yeah. She's leaving North America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to take your cello with you? Or
I'm not. Actually, last time I went, I rented one from like a store there.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I don't
want to
pay for
the
plane ticket.
Yeah,
twice.
That would be, you're totally. Oh, do you buy a seat for your cello?
I do buy a seat for it.
Yeah, then.
No. I love Southwest. Shout out to Southwest for giving me the pre-boarding pass.
Yes.
And the extra seatbelt. And I get to sit in like seats 1A and 1B. It's such a great life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we should know about TT?
Let's see. Well, I love cranberry sauce. And my favorite color is purple. And I am too nice when I play sports.
Wait.
I got an award when I was like 15 for like nicest on the field in soccer. That's not a good thing.
Oh my God.
Not a good thing.
That's like not useful for soccer.
No,
I'm really sorry.
I just gave them the ball. Happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's super funny.
Let's see. What else? Well, yeah, the quartet has some fun summer plans. We applied to 2 different festivals, so we will see where we are. But we're already going back to Colorado College Summer Music Festival.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is a wonderful place. So we got reinvited there like as quartet fellows, and we had a blast last summer.
I've heard that's a really great place.
It is awesome. You should apply.
I should apply.
We can hang out.
Well, cool. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, of course.
I love talking to you.
Woo! We can keep talking on or off record.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for listening to AdPod. I hope you'll come back February 23rd and listen to my interview with Hugo Seda, who's the Director of Production and Education for University of Chicago Presents. Also, if you want to keep track of upcoming interviews and additional updates about past interviewees, you can find AdPod on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks.